Hello, everyone. I'm Ann Allard. Welcome to the Bottom Line Me podcast, where we invite sales professionals to talk with us about strategies to help us overcome common sales mistakes and challenges. Here with me today is Senior Vice President and Business Development Manager at Old Republic Title, an all-around just great person, Jenny Isgett. Jenny, welcome. It's so great to have you back on the podcast.
Hi, Anne. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Oh, great. Well, let's jump right in. So today, Jenny, what I thought we could talk about is price versus value. Every salesperson at some time or another in their career is pressured to either lower their costs or their fees. Can you talk with us a little bit about that?
Sure. Unfortunately, as salespeople and business owners, we're always going to be faced with someone who's asking us to cut our prices. And I think the key here is to really understand what value it is that your product or service brings to your customer. And it's important that you're able to articulate what it is that you provide that sets you apart, that makes it worth doing business with you.
Well, thanks. So how do you initially respond to someone who asks you to lower your costs, your price, or your fees?
Well, Anne, I usually start by asking questions. It's important to understand that every customer is going to be unique. And so what they value and what they want in the experience that you offer is going to be different depending on who you're speaking with. So it's important that you uncover what it is that they value about working with you. So for example, it could be that they really value the relationship they have with you. You have a trust and connection that they respect. It could be that you offer technology and efficiencies that they really enjoy. It could be the responsiveness of your staff. It could be that you provide a great experience. Most customers now are looking for an overall good experience. And so when you're talking about cutting prices, that can affect the experience that someone has. And so you should make sure you uncover what it is that's important to them.
Ah, well, that's interesting. And I think that's the real aha moment for me, or the takeaway, is that when someone is focused only on price, you want to turn it into a conversation around what the experience can be like when they're working with you. That's a great suggestion, and I think it's a great way to pivot. So, any other thoughts on price versus value?
I like to do something called ask, review, and commit. So you ask those questions to really understand what's important to that customer. And then you come back and review the offering that you have. As I said before, you may have something that's sort of an intangible, like training or resources for them to use, that is important to them. And when you articulate it in that way, then it changes their mind and the conversation can shift from price to what do I really want in my experience? Hmm.
So can you tell me, I know we've talked on the podcast before about the ARC strategy, ask, review, and commit. Can you give me an example on how you might approach that or use that when you have somebody that is has a price objection?
Sure. Well, like I said, you start by asking questions of that customer. And then sometimes when you're put on the spot with something, you need a little time to think about what it is you want to come back with. So that's the review part, where you bring that back and you think about, here's what's important to them. Here's what I offer. Here's what sets me apart from someone who may be offering a price cut. And then you come back to them and say, and make the commitment. You get an agreement between them that this is the real value you get from working with me. And if you want a cut rate experience, we've all seen where we've gotten less quality. So we might have gotten a cheaper item. Maybe you ordered something online before, a dress or article of clothing, and you paid not very much for it. But then you got the article of clothing and you're like, oh, this is really cheap. And so you get what you pay for. And so trying to help them understand that you get what you pay for and that it could affect their business.
You know, and I think every one of us can identify with that. Who hasn't had that kind of an experience? So, yeah, that's great. I love the way that you try to approach this instead of just responding to the price objection, to come back with a question and ask what else is of concern of them, or what other things matter to them when they're making a decision about who they're going to do business with. So that's great. So Jenny, let's bottom line it here. How do you get out of that race to the bottom and stop competing only on price?
I would say don't sell yourself short. Understand the value of what it is you offer. And I'll leave you with an Albert Einstein quote that I love. Not everything that can be counted counts, and not everything that counts can be counted. So you may have some value that can't be articulated in dollars, but it still makes it worthwhile for the customer to do business with you.
Wow, that's great. Can you repeat that quote again? That was so good. I want to hear it again so I remember it.
Sure. Not everything that can be counted counts, and not everything that counts can be counted.
Well, I think that's a perfect place for us to end. And we are out of time. So I want to thank you again for joining me. I want to thank our audience for tuning in today. Also, audience, if you're listening, if you have any sales challenges that you'd like to talk about on a future podcast, please send an email to us at agencyuniversity@olderpublictitle.com. We'd love to hear from you. So until next time, I'm Ann Allard, and together, let's learn, grow, and prosper.